Rainstorm by Deirdre Affney. Read by Lorcalon. Some memories only come out when it rains. The late summer rain pounded against the window pane, glistening briefly in the reflected lamplight as it raced along the glass towards the sill below. Draco had long since given up focusing on the piece of paper lying in the center of his desk. Instead, he found himself watching the rivulets of water as the storm continued on. It had been like this, that night so many years ago. He could hear the squelching mud beneath his boots as he followed his cloaked mother from the apparition point to the secluded house where the Dark Lord held his meetings. Throughout it all, he had heard the rain, pounding on the roof above them as loudly as his own heart had pounded in his ears. As he lost himself in the thoughts, he felt the phantom pain in the faded mark upon his left arm. Nothing more than a memory, but it always felt so real, even now. In the back of his mind, he remembered the unchanging expression on his mother's face as she watched. Later that night, when she thought he was nowhere near, she had broken down in the room she now slept in alone. He'd never heard his mother cry before, and even then, it had been muffled by the constant snap of rain against the walls and windows of their home. Daddy? Shaking his head quickly, Draco turned his face away from the window to meet the curious gaze of his young son.
You look pale, Daddy. Are you sick?
Subconsciously, Draco smoothed the sleeve of his robes over his left forearm before he stood, leaning down to take the boy up in his arms. Scorpius hugged his arms around his father's neck as Draco picked him up, holding him firmly with one arm as the other reached up to ruffle his short blonde hair. "Just tired," he answered, carrying his son from the study and closing the door behind them before heading towards Astoria's sitting room. At least in the main part of the manor, he would no longer hear the rain. If you liked this story, please leave feedback for the author at her live journal, deirdreaffney.livejournal.com. That's deirdreaffney.livejournal.com. To leave feedback for the Podficker, uniquepov.livejournal.com. That's UNIQUEPOV.livejournal.com. Thank you.